tensions between the United States and Russia have heightened.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about the level of involvement the U.S. should have? What should we be doing?
What I think that we should be doing is doing everything that we can to make sure that we are putting economic pressure on Putin. I think that that is critical. I think it's important. And I think there are several ways to do that. First, these bad actors that are very wealthy that live in Russia continue to try to isolate them by denying them access to their funds. Many of these people have their money in banks outside of Russia, and being able to cut them off from the access to those funds, I think, is critical. I think the other thing that needs to happen is that, you know, we need to figure out a way how to make Ukraine energy independent. You know, right now they're very reliant upon Russia for their oil, just as many other people are in that particular region. And by being able to help them having greater access to different streams of energy, I think is going to be really important. That can continue to really tighten on Russia. I would like to see the rest of Europe be a little bit stronger about economic sanctions as it relates to Russia. I know that because of the, you know, the issues that they've had there with the euro and in the EU, that some of them may be a little bit reluctant, but they need to understand that if they're not willing to make that sacrifice and they're not willing to help ratchet down on Russia economically, that the consequences later could be very great. And so I think that with those three things, I think that we could can really continue to put pressure on Putin. You know, right now, Russia, they're not doing well. And I think that's one of the reasons why Putin is doing this. You know, they've had a very bad issue with population decline in that country.
Their economy is faltering.
And their economy is faltering. And they're looking for ways how they want to show the world and I think even show people within Russia that they're still this great country and that they're still a power to be reckoned with. And so I think a lot of what you're seeing by Putin right now is really desperation, but it's also very dangerous. And so we need to continue to put as much pressure on him as possible.
What kind of military involvement do you think is appropriate?
I would like to see as many economic sanctions played out as possible before there's any military involvement.
Should we rule out military involvement?
You can never, you know, say never. But for me right now, let's see the economic sanctions play out before we even, you know, begin to discuss a military option.
How great are the concerns that this is just the first step in taking the entire Ukraine, going further? Poland, of course, is very concerned.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are your thoughts?
My thought is that Russia sees that as like a very, you know, viable thing to do, particularly given the situation that they're in, to where their economy is faltering and they want to be seen as a player in the world. I mean, we have to take it seriously. I think that that Putin is a very dangerous person. I think that he's a person that's obsessed with the perception that he's a very powerful person. And I think that that those two things combined mean that Russia, it should be taken, you know, deadly serious when we start talking about expansion.